بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. As we may be aware, Allah Ta'ala has blessed us from an Islamic perspective with what we call New Year. Allah Ta'ala tells us in the Quran, هُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ الشَّمْسَ ضِيَاءً وَالْقَمَرَ نُورًا وَقَدَّرَهُ مَنَازِلٌ لِتَعْلَمُوا عَدَدَ السِّنِينَ وَالْحِسَابِ مَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ ذَلِكَ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ يُفَصِّلُ الْآيَاتِ لِقَوْمِ يَعْلَمُونَ. In this, Allah Ta'ala talks about two great creations. One is the sun and the other is the moon. هُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ الشَّمْسَ ضِيَاءً وَالْقَمَرَ نُورًا وَقَدَّرَهُ مَنَازِلٍ. Each one Allah Ta'ala has set a road and a pattern for it. And on the basis of that, the Quran makes indication, لِتَعْلَمُوا عَدَدَ السِّنِينَ وَالْحِسَابِ. You are able to calculate the number of the years. In other words, in this we learn that not only is the lunar calendar recognized in Islam, but even the solar calendar. However, for the other nations, Allah Ta'ala gave them the solar calendar. For the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the lunar calendar was opted and was chosen. And on the basis of that, Allah Ta'ala tells us in the Quran, Inna iddata ash-shuhur inda Allahi 12 shahra fi kitabillah yawma khalaqa as-samawati wal arda minha arba'atun hurum. That from the beginning, from the time يَوْمَ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, from the time Allah Ta'ala created the heavens and the earth, the number of months in the sight of Allah Ta'ala was 12. And in that, أَرْبَعَةٌ حُرُمٌ, Allah Ta'ala says, from the 12 months, we have chosen 4 months as what we call the sacred months. So this predates the Shariat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In fact, on the basis of this verse of the Quran, the sacredity of 4 months out of the 12 months, Arba'atun Hurum, is right from the beginning. In the Shariat of Ibrahim alayhi salam, particularly, the Hurmat or the sanctity of these 4 months was amplified and recognized. This ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah Ta'ala tells us, our Shariat, Millat Abikum Ibrahim, is based on the millat of your father, the father of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In other words, the great grandfather of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. However, which are the 4 months, Arba'atun Hurum, the sacred 4 months, that is not mentioned in Quran, but we find in the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Thalath mutawaliyat. They are, 3 of them are consecutive. That is Zulqadah, Dhulhijjah, and Muharram. And the 4th one, obviously, is not in sequence, and that is the month of Rajab. So we find that this month of Muharram, on the one hand, in the 17th year of Hijrah, the Amir of Basra, Abu Musa Ashari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, wrote an epistle to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu in Medina Munawara. At that time it was the Khilafat of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that arrikhna, that we find that there is a need for a calendar. Islam had spread to 2,200,000 square miles in the Khilafat of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So arrikh lana, let there be a calendar, there has to be some system. We are receiving epistles, injunctions, instructions. However, the date or the sequence of events is not being correctly laid down. At that time, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu gathered the Ahlul Shura, the senior eminent Sahaba. It's historically recorded that very great Sahaba of that time, Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Talha bin Ubaidillah radiallahu anhu, Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and other Sahaba were gathered And this issue was raised that this epistle has come, that we are in need of a calendar. So various opinions were taken. On the one hand, Sahaba preferred this. He said, yes, that there is a need that we should have a calendar. Now the question that arises is that on what basis should the calendar start? So with regards to that, various opinions were taken. That what was a turning point? What was that great event that occurred in the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that can be mapped out or highlighted as the turning point or the basis of the Islamic calendar? Most of the opinions centered around, obviously, what was of great importance, Milad al-Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Some said Wafatul Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the demise of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Some said the conquest of Badr, some said the conquest of Makkah. When the opinion of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala was sought, he said Hijrah, that is the great migration which occurred. And we find that Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu preferred this opinion of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, because he said that Hijrah paved the way for Haqq and the truth to triumph over Batil. So it was decided to start the calendar on the basis of the Hijrat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is why we see, when we look at the various calendars, for example, this year, 1447 AH, in other words, after the Hijrah, the migration of Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Sahaba Ikram. Our Shariat, our Deen, New Year, milestones by which the movement or the passage of time are acknowledged or recognized, these are not a cause of celebration. We find in certain cultures, New Year, birthday, anniversary, these are recognized by celebrating, by happiness, etc. For us, this is not a cause of celebration. In fact, New Year or any milestone by which the movement of time is acknowledged and realized, for us is a wake-up call. Why? Because each one of us, it is our iman, our yaqeen, that we are on borrowed time. We are not gaining time. We are losing time. And we are inevitably, inexorably, with the movement of time, going towards that day when we have to give account in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many, many financial enterprises, at the end of a year, what do? They do financial analysis. In the last year that passed, did we reach our targets? Did we reach our goal? How much profit was made? How much loss was made, etc.? And the coming year, what are the new targets? What are the new, what they call resolutions, goals, objectives? In the same way, a day is coming. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا تزول قدم عبد حتى يسأل عن أربع. He said, the feet of humanity will be locked into the ground. It will not move hatta yus'al an arba, until Allah Ta'ala asks you about four things. In other words, analysis, audit will take place. An umrihi fima afna, an shababihi fima abla. Of the four things pertinent to what we are discussing, by which the movement of time we have to become conscious about, Allah is going to ask you an umrihi, about this life, this time that we gave. أَوَلَمْ نُعَمِّرْكُمْ مَا يَتَذَكَّرْ فِيهِ مَنْ تَذَكَّرْ. Those who displeased Allah, it will be said to them, أَوَلَمْ نُعَمِّرْكُمْ. Didn't we give you sufficient years? Didn't we give you sufficient time? نُعَمْ, the word نُعَمِّرْكُمْ comes from the word عُمَر. عُمَر means years. 1 year, then the next year, then the next year. مَا يَتَذَكَّرُ فِيهِ مَنْ. Did you heed? How many janazas you saw? How many chains of seasons you saw? How much you were reminded about the decline of the world with the passage of time? How many young became old? How many healthy became sick? How many strong became weak? How many times you saw the decline of this world in front of you? Did you prepare for your decline? Did you prepare for your mort? Did you prepare for your death? Did you put the brakes on? Did you put Akhirat in front of you? So each passing year, Muharram, New Year, these are the important questions that we have to ask ourselves. It's a wake-up call. It's a reminder for us. We find that unfortunately a lot of khurafat, a lot of bid'at, a lot of innovations have crept in. Even in the days of ignorance, when it came to these 4 months, Arba'atun Hurum, initially they understood it as a period where no fighting would take place, no discord, no drawing of swords, no spilling of blood. But even in those cultures, a lot of innovation and khurafat crept in, and they began associating this period with all sorts of strange things. Unfortunately today, even in the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for some, this period, Muharram particularly, is a month that has become associated with what we call matam, wailing, person defacing himself, mourning loudly. Some say, in some quarters, marriage mustn't take place in Muharram. Certain other expressions of happiness, etc., should not take place in Muharram, etc. We find all these things in the basis of Quran and Hadith have absolutely no foundation whatsoever. What is Muharram? What should be done in this month? On the one hand, Islam acknowledges this is a sacred month. It is amongst the Arba'atun Hurum. It's a month where we have to become more conscious of Allah Ta'ala. It's a month where we have to abstain from the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala to an even greater extent. We find in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَفْضَلُ السِّيَامِ بَعْدَ رَمَضَانِ شَهْرُ اللَّهِ الْمُحَرَّمِ. He said that the most virtuous month in which to keep fast, in other words, you have a choice to fast or not fast, obviously precludes the month of Ramadan from this riwayat. Ramadan, fasting is obligatory. That is the most virtuous month. But he said after Ramadan, the most virtuous month in which to fast is Shahrullah. Shahrullah. This itself tells us the sanctity and the value of this month, this expression, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam creates nisbat, association of this month with Allah. If you look, classical example which ulama give us, they say if you look from a construction point of view, Ka'batullah is the simplest of the simple of buildings. Just a collection of bricks. There's no real, now we find the ghilaf put on it, but there's no real decoration, there's no real furniture, there's no real basis or on the normal criteria that we would use to regard that building to be a very great building. But Allah made nisbat towards Himself, Baytullah, Ka'batullah. And what happened? The most sacred, the most beloved place on the surface of the earth, hearts of humanity attracted towards it, Allah's rahmat descending upon it, etc. What happened was the nisbat, the association changed. In the same way, Shahrullah, the month of Allah, Alladhi tusammunahu Muharram, that you have called Muharram. So once the nisbat and association of this month has been made with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it increases, it magnifies the value of this month. Yes, it is a great month. It is amongst the sacred months. We acknowledge its importance. It's a wake-up call. It's a new year. With all that, the question we should be asking ourselves is, what are we supposed to do? What is matloob and desired in Shariat in this month? Not customs and rituals. And we find there are certain things that are highlighted in the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We've run out of time, but before we come to that, there is one beautiful principle which ulama ikram tell us, an indication of Allah Ta'ala's extreme mercy. They say, man kana awwalu amalihi ta'atun wa akhiruhu ta'atun fahuwa fi hukmi man istaghraqa bi ta'ati ma bayna al-amalayn. That it's not possible, we are weak, we are insan. We're not able to exert ourselves all the time, 24 hours of every day. So what should we do? They say, take special effort. Start on a good note and end on a good note. Let the beginning be good and let the ending be good. Allah's mercy is such that Allah will write down as if everything in between was spent in His obedience. For example, we find in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, مَا مِنْ حَافِظِينَ يَرْفَعَانِ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى صَحِيفَةً فَيُرَى فِي أَوَّلِهَا وَفِي آخِرِهَا خَيْرًا إِلَّا قَالَ اللَّهُ لِمَلَائِكَتِهِ أُشْهِدُكُمْ أَنِّي قَدْ غَفَرْتُ لِعَبْدِي مَا بَيْنَ طَرْفَيْهَا. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that every day Allah's hafidhin, in other words the malaika that are recording your actions, yarfa'ani ila Allah ta'ala sahifatan, they at the beginning of each day and at the ending of each day they carry your karguzari, they carry your sahifa, your scrolls in which your actions of that day were recorded. Fayurafi awwaliha wa fi akhiriha khayran. If in the beginning there was some khair and good, and in the ending there was some khair and good, then Allah Ta'ala says to His malaika, I make you a witness, أَنِّي قَدْ غَفَرْتُ لِعَبْدِي مَا بَيْنَ طَرْفِيهَا. What happened in between? The khurafat, the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala, Allah's transgression, Allah Ta'ala says, I have wiped out all that, I have forgiven everything. Why? Because the beginning was good, and the ending was good. That is why we find in Hadith Qudsi, Allah Ta'ala says, يَبْنَ آدَمْ اُذْكُرْنِي مِنْ أَوَّلِ النَّهَارِ سَاعَةً وَمِنْ آخِرِ النَّهَارِ سَاعَةً أَغْفِرُ لَكَ مَا بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ إِلَّا الْكَبَائِرُ أَوْ تَتُوبُ. Then Allah Ta'ala addresses humanity and Allah says, O Ibn Adam, make my zikr in the beginning of the day, a little while. This is why we are encouraged. We find the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. After Fajr Salah, remain fi musallahu, in the place of your Salah, hatta tatlu ash-shams, until the sun rises, in other words, the time of Ishraq, and then returakat Salah, Allah rewards you. Maqbool, complete Hajj and Umrah. Tamma, tamma, tamma. Three times Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam reiterated this. So coming back to this hadith, O Ibn Adam, remember me. Make my zikr. Fi awwalin nahar, in the beginning of the day a little while. O fi akhirin nahar, and at the end of the day, in other words, between Asr and Maghrib, for a little while. What will happen? Allah says, everything in between I will forgive. And you will be counted as if you spend the whole day in the ibadat, in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obviously this refers, the forgiveness refers to minor sins, major sins we have to make, tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So on the basis of this, when it comes to your year also, ulama say start the year on a positive note and end the year on a positive note. Inshallah we have this umid and this hope that everything in between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive. So what are the special a'mal that are highlighted and associated with the month of Muharram on the basis of Shariat, not rituals and customs. The first of which, obviously we run out of time, inshallah we'll continue. The first of which is what we call Nafil fasting. Allah give us tawfiq, subhanAllah.